8:36. Let's call it 8:37 here at Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf. Time for a look at what's going on in downtown Houghton, brought to you by the City of Houghton. Susie Landers is here. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
And Brian Delrue is here. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Todd.
Brian, we're going to be talking about a brand new business that you're involved with in just a moment or so.
Yes.
Susie, you're doing okay?
I'm doing wonderful. Why don't I look okay this morning?
Just looks can be deceiving. I just like to confirm things.
That's right. Brian said, you look like you belong on a boat today.
You know what they say about people who assume.
That's right. That's
right.
But
we won't go into it on this family-oriented program. So let's first mention the downtown concert tonight.
Yes, we are, of course, it's our Thursday concert series. Booty Creek is on the slate for this evening. And we're kind of at that spot right now. We're really not sure. Are we going to move it to the Continental, or are we going to, hold strong and hope we can continue our music on the deck this evening? So I guess I'm just going to tell people, if it even looks like it's threatening rain, we're going to be in the Continental. But if there's even a chance that we can pull it off, I mean, that's our goal, is to stay on the deck.
Sure.
And what's funny, poor Booty Creek, 4 years running, every time they've played, they've gotten rained out.
I'd stop booking them.
I know.
I love them dearly, but I'd stop booking them.
One year we put them under the deck, that, that I think was our second year.
Yeah.
And then that's when the decks were not in the best of shape. And so I said, we're going to go under the deck. So we set them all up, and it starts to rain, and it comes through the deck, and they got wet anyway. But anyway, the music will go on. It just depends on where we'll be.
And the good news is that the Continental is not exactly across town from where we normally hold
it. Right.
So if you show up at the parking deck and you don't see anything there, walk across the street.
Turn around, you're one block off.
Yeah,
right.
It's just a block away to the Continental Fire Company, and
exactly.
Appreciate them making their facility available for as an emergency rain date. So Booty Creek tonight. Who's next week?
Peter Lorre Band.
Peter Lorre Band is next week in the final Houghton Downtown concert.
Yes. So moving on. We are so excited. Downtown Houghton, we're welcoming another new business.
We love this.
It's all sorts of new exciting businesses. And what's fun, this business has a different twist than a lot of the other ones we've been bringing in. Before, the other ones are more retail. And this is encompassing everybody, not just locals, but tourists. And go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, Brian Delarue, explain what
this
is. Yeah,
tell us what you're bringing to the table.
Well,
To the block.
Thank you for having me, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure. Our pleasure.
The name of the company is Keweenaw Food Tours, and you can go online and see the website. And basically, it's a food tour company. We're starting off in Houghton. Eventually, we'll be expanding to Calumet, Hancock, even Marquette, maybe. But essentially, have you guys ever been on a food tour?
No, I have friends who are what they describe themselves as foodies.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah, foodies.
I like that.
And they take vacations and they go to various towns with the express purpose, among other things, but the purpose of sampling a lot of the different foods from that town.
Oh, the clientele you're looking for.
Absolutely. I've traveled quite a bit, and the main question travelers ask travelers when they get back from a trip is, how was the food?
Yeah.
And what did you have? And so the
And before you go, if you know someone who's been there, the question is the same. Where should I eat? What was good?
Oh yeah. And it's, you gotta try this place, you gotta have this. And so that's what Keweenaw Food Tours is doing here. It's giving visitors and our local residents alike a chance to sample all the local restaurants, a nice tasting selection from each business owner, and all packaged in a tour that actually teaches some history about the Houghton area.
Now, this is a tour, then, like all at once, and you go at five or six different restaurants or something like that and get a small portion? Is that what this is?
Oh, you betcha. And at this point, we're almost at a dozen restaurants.
So this is like a day-long thing now, because I could spend, an hour in each one of our restaurants. And
now it's still in the works, but right now the tour is 4 hours long.
Wow.
For the plan. Yeah.
So this would be a really nice thing for somebody who's entertaining some guests coming up to the Copper Country for the first time, and they say, where's a good place to eat? They get in touch with you?
Oh, you betcha. And the best part, we've timed it. So, I'm visiting Houghton. It's mid-afternoon, about 2 o'clock. What am I going to do today? And so 2 o'clock is when our food tours start. And it carries you right on till dinner time, where then you can make a selection and go.
Now, what restaurants are involved with this so far?
Well, so far we've only talked to the Houghton businesses. That's where I'm starting.
Okay.
Essentially, every single restaurant in downtown Houghton.
I can't imagine why they would say, no, I don't think I want you to bring anybody new in here.
They, you know, they've been very supportive. The city as well, but the business have been, when I came to each owner and mentioned it to them with Susie, they were really liking this idea a lot.
So now when you want to get a hold of Brian for this, and he's open to other ideas too. See, even if you're having, we even talked about, say, it's a bachelorette party, you know what I mean? He'll even, you know, take your group and do special private parties like that, you know, where it's just your group of people or,
yes.
You know.
I'm building a three-course tour where, like Susie is saying, the bridesmaids want to take the bride out. Well, it okay. starts with appetizers. Do an appetizer tour, then a dinner tour. You can do a sweet tooth tour, or you can do a drink tour after the dinner tour.
I think you need a pasty tour.
We've talked about that.
That's already on the website. It's in the works. You know, we've talked about pizza tours, Chinese food tours, beer tours.
Definitely.
So, and you know, we want to get paired up hopefully with the Red Trolley and get a nice tour, you know, hit the Fitzgerald, go out the Harbor House, you know, getting the whole Keweenaw experience.
Can you arrange a custom tour? Let's say I called you and I said, my guests are coming in, they really like seafood. So could you then go to your list of restaurants and say, okay, these guys, these guys, these guys, these guys?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll build any custom tour. And in addition, right now we're saying the maximum tour capacity is 16 people. Now, if I've got a group of 50, give us a call and we will accommodate that. We'll add on tour guests and we'll make sure, because we want it to be an intimate experience, but we also want to accommodate those larger groups that do want to, you know, take a tour around.
Have you done any of these yet? I know this is just on the ground floor.
Now, I myself have taken many food tours all over the world. We have not lifted off the ground in Houghton just yet. But
next week,
oh boy,
the grand unveiling. I'm participating in that Michigan Tech event. A day on the town, is that what it's
called?
Afternoon on the town.
Okay.
And after that's kind of to get it out there, and after that we'll be giving tours.
Absolutely wonderful. I congratulate you and I wish you the best.
Well, thank you, sir.
And actually, why don't you mention your website and how to get a hold of you, or you can actually call the chamber too.
Oh, sure. Yep. Go to www.QAnawFoodTours.com. And pretty much all the information you need is there.
All right, QAnawFoodTours.com. Call Brian Delarue, and you can get set up to have a wonderful taste of the Keweenaw.
Exactly, taste of Houghton.
Yeah, that. Speaking of,
yes,
that's coming up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. That's
lead the
event.
Horse to water.
I know. But actually, I wanted to mention too is to see just the large scope of types of different businesses that Houghton is. Bringing in, and you know what we're trying to help different people. When I first met Brian, he was just kind of, he had a great plan. I mean, this is the most detailed person you'll ever meet. And so when he came on, when we actually met, you know, it gave us a great opportunity. It was easy with Brian because he had so much of his homework done. So I just kind of took Brian then and said, all right, this is how we take that next step. Right,
yeah,
Brian? So
yeah.
It worked.
We actually met in the Yummy Bar. I was talking with the owner saying, hey, I'm building this website. It's not online yet. This is the idea. She says, stay right there. It was Christina. Stay right there. I'm calling Susie. Now, I have to say, before meeting Susie, it was like, if you've ever surfed, it was like I was laying on my surfboard and I was paddling out to the wave. Now, after I met Susie, it was like standing up on the surfboard and riding the wave.
Ooh.
It was so, you know, if you've
big
got
endorsement here.
And I'm telling the truth. You know, if you've got an idea and you want to bring it to Houghton area, you know, Susie Landers is the one to go to.
Okay. You have it right from the horse's mouth here.
But it's, so but you know what? Actually, we do have a lot of resources and we do have, you know, we have help. And if I can help you, I definitely can find someone that can. And sometimes you just need that person to give you that little push off the fence.
Yeah.
Say, okay, because he kept saying, I need to do a little more on this website. I'm like, no, you don't. You are in an awesome spot. You know, you're overthinking this. Because sometimes you just have to get into it and you have to start working with it and rolling with it. And a direction you're going, which you think you're on that perfect path, isn't always the perfect path.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be willing to adjust and change. And I think we've found that. And I mean, even some of the things that Brian's brought to me, I'm like, well, that's a great idea and I love it, but let's have a backup also.
Well, yeah, if you're going into business, you need to be open-minded because you have to craft your business to match the market. There are other people who know things about the market. And if you go into business with blinders on, your chances are greatly reduced.
Right.
Absolutely. And it's to know the culture of the area well, you know.
So let's mention real quickly, Taste of Downtown Houghton is coming up a week from Saturday?
Yes, exactly. A week from Saturday. I also want to mention, I know we're running out of time already, but Tuesday, August 26th at the Sheldon Grill, the 7th floor, Franklin Square Inn, I got to get all those names in, the City of Houghton is hosting a community energy meeting. And this is going to kind of talk about the Georgetown University Prize that we are in competition for. It's a $5 million prize to the community that shows the most energy efficient plan for the 2015 year. And we are in a good position to potentially win that.
It would be great.
It would be. Can you imagine what would we do with $5
million?
Yeah, we could. Not only that, we're going to be talking about that, but there's also a component that night. The new power tour will be there explaining options that we have to help button up our homes. You know, some services that are free or how we can, as a community, get together and start being more conscientious.
My home needs a little
so buttoning. It's actually, up, so. I didn't finish, 5:30, the door's open. Presentation starts at 6.
Okay.
So
make
please,
a copy of that and leave it
I
for
will.
Me.
I will.
I don't have it up on the web calendar
I just got
yet,
this la-
but I will put it up there.
Definitely.
And so we'll have information up
and
on
please,
our
QAnonReport.com
calendar.
Yes, call me if you have any questions on this. It's open to the public. This is not just for the City of Houghton people. This is for everybody.
In Houghton County.
In Houghton County. Oh, heck, everybody's welcome to.
So, okay.
Hey, if I'm putting on the party, everybody's welcome.
Us Lance people can sneak in and you won't throw us out.
Yes, you can, definitely. So, right. No, I just want to mention because that's really important. So,
very good. Thank you, Susie. Brian, thank you. Good luck with your business.
Thank you,
Todd,
so much.
Hope it goes wonderfully for you. Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.